Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio for the next hour. Information that you need to have. Information to assist you in making informed decisions, better decisions for your good health, decisions that will support your energy, your immune system, your brain function, all of the different with me this morning. Dr. Herb, share with our listeners.
If you signed up for the breast cancer prevention seminar, the free online seminar, you had a chance to listen yesterday. Yesterday was the first day. They had three speakers, and they were all very good. Because as the name states, it's about prevention. When do you ever hear anybody talk about preventing anything when it comes to health? Pretty much not too often. I mean, they might say, I don't know what they might say. They might say, don't smoke. Jana, what else are they saying to prevent? When it comes to breast cancer, they don't tell you anything about prevention.
They don't. Unfortunately, many times women are not warned about using synthetic hormone replacement or any kind of synthetic hormone. They're not warned about the dangers of, let's say, Splenda and how that affects their livers. There are so many different tiny details that add up to a really broad benefit for your immune system and ultimately preventing breast cancer. And the doctors don't necessarily talk at all about those means.
Well, why would they?
They're trained
in treating disease. So why would they even, first of all, they're not trained in preventing anything because they're trained in hospitals. Nobody gets into a hospital healthy.
There you go.
Okay.
And I think it is a mistaken perspective on the part of patients expecting the doctors to support them in their efforts to prevent disease. And where the misguiding perspective comes in is, okay, well, they tell me to take my cholesterol-lowering drugs, and that's meant to prevent heart disease. Oh, they tell me to use blood pressure-lowering drugs to prevent stroke. And so people think that because of the recommendations of using vaccines, the flu vaccine in the fall, that, again, their doctors are working with regard to prevention. But when you analyze the outcome of all three of those examples that I just used, there really isn't prevention being truly supported. So that's what we're about here. Prevention.
So we still have the link on the website. I think it may still be available to sign up for that free online breast cancer prevention seminar. If you just go to naturaldocradio.com, you'll scroll down on the front page and you'll see it there. It's definitely worth it. Now, I came across,
I have one more question about that. Would people recognize the names of the speakers that are part of this entire program?
Some of them. Christiane Northrup.
Okay.
People would recognize that name. But just because you don't recognize it doesn't mean they don't have good things to say. Because I listened, there were three yesterday that I listened to. And I hadn't heard, I heard of her, she was on yesterday. The other two I hadn't heard of, but extremely important information. In fact, one of them were talking about electromagnetic radiation, how that impacts, you know, things we've talked about on the program, but it has to be reinforced. People forget about these things. They were talking about, in that context, one of the things she brought up was women putting the cell phones in their bra. And it's been documented that the breast cancer will start just where you put that cell phone. So especially, I guess, young girls are doing it because nobody's told them.
There's a little bit of a fad, the back right jeans pocket.
Yeah.
So we're going to start to see some maybe rashes, maybe some changes in that back pocket area.
They also mentioned, for example, men. Keeps the phone in their pocket, lowers their sperm count, and makes the sperm less motile and therefore less fertile. But this was on a mainstream station. In fact, this came from CNN. It says lethal injections will probably become more difficult to carry out in the United States because Pfizer, the second largest pharmaceutical company in the world, has strengthened controls to prevent its products from being used in executions. Now, you know, when I read that, I said, how interesting that they're concerned about the death penalty for people that had murdered other people. When in reality, I don't see any concern by the drug companies for the hundreds of thousands of people that are dying from their drugs every year.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because so many of the people who've been coming to see me this past week, because that statistic about drugs being the third leading cause of death here in the United States, that's gotten a lot of attention, and people are speaking to me about it. They are shocked.
Is that because we talked
about it? I think probably CNN.
I don't know about that. So when I heard that, I said, boy, I wonder how many people are being executed each year by lethal injection. So they say lethal injection is the primary means of execution in all 31 death penalty states. That means that the other 2019 states don't have death penalties. So since 1976, 1,436 people have been executed in the United States. And I would say all but 175 by lethal injection. I think since 1976, I bet you can say at least a million people have died, more than a million. Several million have died from the use of drugs appropriately. We're not talking about overdoses. Now, you know, I'm not sure why the drug company is getting into it, because they just make a drug. They're not stating how it should be used necessarily.
They're not saying what drugs they are going to prevent being used as components in lethal injection. And my very, very odd brain is saying, are any of the components in the drugs used in lethal injections, are they components of drugs that are used for certain disease diagnoses?
Well, here are the drugs they use in a lethal injection,
okay,
if you're interested.
Okay.
Pentobarbital, barbiturate, that puts the prisoner to sleep. Then they use a drug that is like Corari. It paralyzes the
respiration.
Person. Now they're sleeping, and now they're not breathing. And just to make sure everything goes well, then they inject potassium chloride, which will stop the heart. Now, we use potassium. If people are low in potassium, we use it for that. The Corari-like drug, we do use it if people are on a respirator. A lot of times, you know, it's an uncomfortable feeling to have a machine breathing for you.
Right.
And sometimes the patient fights it if they're alert. So you would paralyze their, you know,
respiratory.
Right. So they can so the machine can breathe for you until you're able to get off the machine. And, of course, the pentobarbital, those are like anesthetics or sleep medications. So these are routine medications. In 2010, European drug manufacturers began to ban exports of the cocktail ingredients to the United States. The following year, concerned about the use of sodium thiopental in executions, Illinois-based Hospira stopped making the drug. Now, the interesting thing is, I'm not sure, what their position is. I just want to say one thing. So last year, 28 people were executed. So they're not even saving the lives of the 28 people by not having the drugs. They're just shifting the form of execution. So if you don't have the drugs, then you have to resort to electric chair or the firing
gas
squad.
Chamber.
I think we have the gas chamber anymore.
Okay.
So electric chair.
I haven't heard of firing squads recently either.
They've been talking about that.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, but the reason I bring it up only is that, in contrast, you have 100,000 Americans dying each year from prescription drugs. And nobody's held accountable to that. That's the thing.
And nobody is really bringing home that information in the mainstream media. There is that information available, but it isn't broadcast or printed with great emphasis, with possibly some editorial comment that this is a very sad situation, a dangerous situation. People are unknowingly, unwittingly putting themselves in at death's door, and they're doing it with the full cooperation between the doctor and the patient. And what is the result? More than 100,000 people dying every year.
Now, they say 65% of the country take prescription drugs these days. In the year 2005, because they have statistics for that year, $250 billion were spent buying prescription drugs.
As this is globally or here
in this country?
$250 billion.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, you almost on a daily basis, you hear people talking about the use of drugs, painkillers, and how many people are dying from painkillers. And the numbers vary. Some say 40 people a day. Others I heard say 80 people a day, because they're mixing them all together. They're mixing the illicit drugs, the heroin, for example, and then with the prescription drugs.
That isn't helpful.
No, it's because they have an agenda. So they're focusing on those, the painkillers, killing people, but they're only killing people if they're being abused. When we come back, we'll talk about the drugs that aren't being abused and how they're killing people.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about Advanced Medical Testing, or visit AMTCenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or AMTCenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We are talking about the risks that you take with properly prescribed medication, particularly those meant to relieve pain. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so we were saying that they're making such a big deal about pain medication, whether it be illicit or prescription, that between 40 and 80 people die a day. Well, from the use of prescription drugs that are taken appropriately, you have 270 people dying a day. And that's, interestingly, that's more than twice as many who are killed in car accidents each day. I wasn't aware that many people were being killed in car accidents either.
Have you driven on 95 lately, Dr. Slavin? Oh, my goodness.
Well, so many drugs are being used inappropriately. We've talked about, and we'll get into that in a minute, about antibiotics way over prescribed. How about drugs for attention deficit hyperactivity, giving it to kids? That's a real issue. Now, here's an interesting thing. A study last year found that American children take 3 times more attention deficit medications and antidepressants than children in Europe. You think the drug companies have an influence on what's going on in this country with health care? It's interesting that health care and drug companies are synonymous when it really should be the doctors telling the drug companies and not the drug companies telling the doctor.
And the little bit of the insurance companies putting their hands into the mix.
Well, here's why that is. The pharmaceutical companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars on physicians every year. In one survey, 9 out of 10 doctors said they had recently taken something of value from the drug company. In other words, doctors are being bought off.
Okay, and that is something that has been known for years and years and years, and rather than have anything change more in favor of protecting the patients, it's just gotten worse. Dr. Slavin, I have just a question with regard to political influence and Pfizer. Okay, so Pfizer is prohibiting the use of its drugs as components in lethal injections for execution. And isn't that political meddling? Isn't that making a very specific political statement that they have a political agenda? And, you know, that with regard to the death penalty.
It absolutely is. And whether you're for or against the death penalty, that's not the issue. The issue is these are drugs that were developed for other purposes entirely, but this combination of drugs is being used as the lethal injection. It's really 3 lethal injections, but why they're getting into it? You know, this is their agenda.
A political agenda.
So what about prescription prices? That's another interesting topic.
Whoa. Have I gotten earfuls of response to the changes in prescription drug prices? So prescriptions that people were purchasing, let's say, for $30 a month, all of a sudden they go to renew their prescription and it's $300 a month. And I have heard that over and over and over again since the beginning of this year. It seems that it was very concentrated in the beginning of 2016.
So it seems that drug companies can charge whatever they want. For example, one drug costs $400,000 a year. Some cancer drugs now cost $50,000, even though on average they give the patient a few weeks extra to live. If you're lucky, on average. That means some get more than a few weeks, some get less than a few weeks.
It's part of the seminar that I attended a few weeks ago, showing exactly which chemotherapy drugs were used, what the cost was, and what the extension in life expectancy was. And it was heartbreaking.
And why is that allowed? You think there could be some backroom deals going on to say, well, we're going to pay for these drugs, you know, insurances, even though we know they don't measure up to what we are told. In other words, we're being told, take these drugs, you're going to get cured. Is that the expectation of the patient? Or if they don't use the word cure, they say, well, it's going to extend your life.
Right. And that's what they're very careful not to use the word cure. It is extension of life.
Well, it's clear that the drugs aren't worth these extreme prices, but the companies are taking advantage of patients who are desperate for a cure. So they're taking advantage. Patients are being misled and thinking this is the solution to their problem. And that brings me back to the breast cancer prevention seminar. You want to learn all the ways to prevent not just breast cancer, but all types of cancer, you know, you should get in, you know, listening on that seminar. Go to naturalradio.com. The link is there. Get in. It's entire. It's free of charge. So what's happened? So since drug prices have gone. The lifestyle drug. You know, I don't think the drug companies, if they do pay for it, they shouldn't. These are drugs that supposedly help people from experiencing getting older or have hair loss medications or sex drive.
Some part of the picture of paying for the birth control, if you're paying for erectile dysfunction drugs, not paying for birth control via insurance payments, that doesn't...
Well, if you didn't... pay for the erectile dysfunction drugs, you wouldn't need the birth control.
There you go.
So, I think the people that where the drug is going to make a significant difference in their lives by helping them deal with a disease or cure a disease, I think that's a worthwhile expense.
Okay, here's a question. Would you consider the drugs for insomnia to be a lifestyle drug or a medical requirement?
Drugs for insomnia?
Yes.
Well, again, you have to go to the underlying cause. The trouble with drugs for insomnia...
Now, wait a minute. Here's the question. Yeah. Is it a lifestyle drug or is it a medical requirement? And you're not a functional medicine doctor now. You're a mainstream physician making this decision, or you're an employee of an insurance company making a decision.
Well, the way I look at it,
yes,
you know, if a patient comes to you and they say they can't sleep and they're really tired and everything, you have to help them.
Right.
But I counsel them against taking the prescription drugs because they're habit-forming, and now you create a second problem on top of the first. You really have to look for the underlying cause.
Okay.
You know, I only have one area that I'm...
Is it a lifestyle drug or is it a medical requirement? It's a medical requirement. I have that opinion. However, the dangers of that medical requirement are...
Short-term use.
Right. There you go.
So, they shouldn't allow a prescription for 30 days and refill it every month.
Right.
That's really the problem. They should, maybe limit the prescription to 14 pills.
And the list goes on. What about people dealing with gastroesophageal reflux disease? Is that a lifestyle drug or is it a medical requirement? Same answer, in my opinion. Very short-term use to overcome that discomfort, but not refilling the prescription month after month after month.
And that's the problem. And that's why this country spends more on prescription drugs than the rest of the world combined. That's really the problem. And
number 34 in the world with regard to health status and longevity.
And people get hooked on drugs, but I wonder why it's only the pain medication that they make a big deal over. People get hooked on sugar, but they don't make a big deal over that. Now, I was going to say, basically, I have a bias against most drugs because they're overprescribed and they really don't help the patient get better. Except when I'm dealing with pain in patients, I think pain medication is appropriate because most of the patients I treat for pain have tried the other, they've tried the surgery, they've tried all the other approaches to their pain. And most of the time, by the way, their pain is post-surgery pain. In other words, they did the surgery, they didn't get better, and it improves the quality of their life. I have patients, you know, over 20 years, no problems, but they take the pain medication, improves the quality of their life. I would welcome an alternative to that, but all they do is they go for the alternatives, and then they come back because they've spent the money on injections into their spine, all these things, and they're back for the pain medicine. Far less expensive, and it gives them an improved quality of life.
Okay, what about antibiotics?
It's overprescribed.
Okay, should patients agree to use the antibiotics, or should they very much look at the alternatives? And I know that here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, you have alternatives that are very much, very effective.
The use of antibiotics should be restricted as much as possible because most of the infections that they're prescribing antibiotics for are viral infections where the antibiotics don't. Okay. So, you know, it should be reserved. There should be a little bit tighter control.
Okay. When we come back, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimbarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slayton. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. He thought you were interested. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin just before the break. Dr. Slavin, you mentioned that there should be more control over how antibiotics are used. And certainly the use of the agricultural use of antibiotics is a huge contributing factor to antibiotic resistance. But there are individuals out there who run to the doctor for a sniffle, for very, very slight health challenges, and their doctors are willing to write a prescription for antibiotics. And during the break, we were talking about certain places offering antibiotics at no charge with a prescription. So it seems as though there's very much a focus on getting people to take antibiotics and not necessarily educating people about what the options might be. And at your office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine, what are some of the offerings that you have to minimize the exposure of your patients to antibiotics?
Well, again, I would say that if you taking vitamin D and you get your levels up to optimum range, you know, it's funny how you read about vitamin D and what mainstream medicine is promoting. Just get it, you know, above 30. That's their recommendation. But to get the full benefit of it, get it up around 80. I think when people get sick, vitamin C is helpful. We have a herbal formula called Virographis, which is extremely helpful in shortening the course of an illness. But I want to get back to the antibiotics, because the FDA has issued a stern warning about a certain class of antibiotics. This was done May 12, 2016.
Oh.
What's today? Today is the 16th.
Thursday, last Thursday.
Right. So now here's the interesting thing. This class of antibiotics have been on the market for 30 years. And because of the drug companies and their marketing, physicians and patients have assumed they were quite safe. These drugs are routinely prescribed for sinus infections, respiratory tract infections, urinary tract infections. And this class is the fluoroquinolones. Now, you may not know that class, but that's the class that covers Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox. Those are the more common ones. Then you have Factiv, which I hadn't heard of, Naroxin, and Floxin. So there's a group of drugs in that category. And now the FDA is issuing a warning. And the warning states that this class of antibiotics is associated with serious side effects. And the risk of the side effects outweigh the benefits for patients with sinusitis, bronchitis, or uncomplicated urinary tract infections. They say the patients with these conditions should avoid that class of antibiotics unless there's absolutely no alternative available. Now, I have to say that it's not just this class of antibiotics you have to avoid. We'll get into some of the others in a minute.
The one that you mentioned, Cipro, that's kind of like a slam dunk. If someone presents with a kidney infection, Cipro is the antibiotic of choice, and people have no idea that they are exposing themselves to risks of kidney and liver damage, heart rhythm interruption, certainly muscle and joint pain, including damage to ligaments and tendons.
Well, that's exactly right. But here's the thing with the side effects of the fluoroquinolones like Cipro and Levaquin. They're associated with disabling and potentially, and here's the serious part, permanent side effects. And these effects can involve tendons, muscles, joints, nerves, the central nervous system. I mean, how is it that a category of drugs with these serious permanent side effects even got approved by the FDA?
Well, we're not necessarily surprised that the FDA might be approving certain toxic chemicals as appropriate pharmaceuticals, because many times the information given to the FDA to have them consider with regard to approving a new drug might be very selective information, so the test results provided to them are the positive ones, not necessarily all of the test results.
Well, and I think a lot of people are experiencing the side effects from this category of drug, but don't put the two together. Here's an example of what a patient writes. I took Levaquin for a respiratory infection in 2008. I started having problems with my right leg shortly after, but didn't make the connection to the drug. That was in May. In October, I was prescribed Cipro for a urinary tract infection. So now they're on two fluoroquinolones. I took one pill and could not move my arms or legs. I looked at the insert and noticed the black box warning of tendon ruptures, which had only recently been put on the warning list. It was then I realized that I had taken Levaquin early and was suffering from muscle pain and weakness. I have gotten progressively worse over the years and been to numerous doctors. I have yet to find one who will acknowledge the connection between the drug and my deteriorating condition. Just wonder how many people, because it's a common problem, aches and pains, and how many of them took this drug. And the problem is the symptoms don't happen right away.
Right.
So it's hard to, you know, make the connection. Here's another patient, and this patient's story says, in the early 90s, I took Cipro for pneumonia and could not walk for 15 months. The pain was unbearable. I lost my job and was a single mother. The pain disappeared out of nowhere. So apparently sometimes you can get better. Then in June 2009, I took Levaquin, two pills total. I was healthy, happy, good job, and no problems in my life. And this is the same patient. Until the pill, I had a mild chest cold. I was in the doctor's office for 10 minutes and was prescribed Levaquin. Number two caused burning, painful feet. I was going to the health club after work with a coworker. We both noticed something was really wrong with me. I had a sudden inability to walk due to horrible pain. I had to quit working out. I suffered in pain in order to work, shop, and care for my own mother. So let me just go over some of the side effects of these drugs, because you decide if it's worth the risk when you have alternative antibiotics, if you definitely need one. So we mentioned all the tendon problems, tendonitis, tendon rupture. You have digestive tract problems, and nausea, diarrhea, constipation, heartburn.
Dr. Slavin, I think that's kind of across the board with all...
Yeah. You have arthritis, muscle pain, and weakness. Headache, dizziness, anxiety, irritability. Retinal detachment.
I hadn't heard that one.
No. Allergic reaction, skin rashes. Of course, you could have that with any drug. Hallucinations, seizures, depression, suicide thoughts. Then you could have irregular heart rhythms. Potentially dangerous.
I just want to jump into those neurological issues, seizures, suicide thoughts, depression. When you interrupt that gut chemistry so dramatically, you dramatically change your brain chemistry.
And they say even just one pill is enough to do all that. Then kidney and liver damage, blood disorders. By the way, these side effects are posted when you on the drug list.
I mean, okay, and do you know
what, keeping it a secret?
Do you know what doctors sometimes tell their patients? Because I tell them, read the information on the outside of your prescription. It's not complete, but it gives you a little bit of an insight into what you may experience. And many doctors are telling their patients, don't read that information. It puts the thought in your head.
Yep. Now, also, kidney damage, liver damage, and blood disorders. Then you have nerve damage, for example, pain, numbness, changes in sensation to light touch or pain or temperature or sense of body position, burning, tingling, weakness. So you can see there's a lot of risks taking these drugs. So you'd like to know if there's something safer to take. And then there's another issue with antibiotics. I just want to see if we have any recommendations here for what you do if you have these side effects.
Okay.
They don't.
Well, what you do is very strong probiotics, and so the probiotics should be used, I'm going to say, several times over the course of the day. Then you might think about using aloe vera. Those aloe vera components create a background chemistry where the probiotics ultimately can thrive. And the other approach with regard to probiotics are prebiotic fibers. Once again, like the aloe, creating that background chemistry so the probiotic substances can adhere and colonize.
And then there's another issue to be concerned about, and that's multiple drugs. Americans are swallowing more medications than ever before, and a report that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that one in three older people, and by older they mean
over 50?
62 to 85, they
say. Okay.
But one in three older people take at least five prescription drugs a day.
I see that routinely, Dr. Slavin.
And that doesn't include what they're getting over the counter. So you got the prescription drugs, you've got the over the counter medicines, you've got the dietary supplements. And so they go on to say that they're also taking their vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and the vast array of drugstore remedies for heartburn, arthritis, insomnia, and other common ailments. Because I can tell you, the thinking is, well, if these drugs were dangerous, they wouldn't be selling them in the drugstore. Well, here's the problem. When you mix drugs, you really don't know what you're going to get at the end of the day. And, it's been described as a gigantic chemical experiment being played out inside the bodies of tens of millions of Americans. Now, we started off the show saying 100,000 Americans die each year from taking drugs appropriately. So they say here nearly 15% of older people are taking a potentially dangerous combination of drugs, double the proportion from 5 years earlier. I see we're coming up on a break, so we'll continue this topic in a bit.
Okay. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And Dr. Slavin, you've got more.
Yes, I do. Here's a typical story a patient talks about. patient states, I take an ACE inhibitor for high blood pressure. So if you're not familiar with ACE inhibitors, here are some of the names. And it's become very difficult to follow all these because it used to be you would only be able to get the brand. So the brand, you know, the brand, for example, Otensin, Capitin, Vasotec, Prinivil, or Zestril, Acupril, Altase. Those are the ACE inhibitors. But now everybody's getting the generics. So now you got to know the names of the generics. Benazepril, Captopril, Enalapril, Lisinopril, Quinapril, Ramipril. So those are the generic names for the ACE inhibitors I just mentioned. Why is that important? This patient was taking an ACE inhibitor for high blood pressure and then was given an antibiotic for an infection. Well, the doctor gave the patient Bactrim. Now, Bactrim is a sulfur antibiotic. And you think of Bactrim as a relatively safe medication. Well, think again. Within a week, the patient states, I was close to passing out from super low blood pressure. When I went to my doctor to report a bad reaction to the drug, I was literally told that Bactrim has no serious side effects. But you see, the point we're making here is, no, Bactrim doesn't, but when you take it with other drugs, things change. So, but they did some exams, testing on the patient. They showed that his liver was failing, his kidneys were failing, and he was suddenly diabetic. Luckily, I was then told to throw away the rest of the prescription, and within a week, all the problems disappeared.
Infection still there? So they threw away the antibiotic.
The interaction between Bactrim and common medicines like ACE inhibitors needs to be further highlighted because those were severe problems with all those organs. So you have Bactrim or Sceptra, another brand of the same drug, interacts with dozens of blood pressure medicines, both the ACE inhibitors and the ARBs. Now, the ARBs, some of the common ones are Atacand, Avapro, Cozar, Benicar, Mycardis, Diovan. And then the generics for those are Candesartan, Irbesartan. You notice one thing in common, they're all sartans. Losartan, Olmesartan, Telmisartan, and Valsartan. So you have Bactrim or Sceptra, sulfur drug, interacting with dozens of blood pressure medicines. And the way they interact is they raise potassium. And when you raise your potassium, you increase the possibility of sudden death. So that deadly drug combination is frequently ignored. Well, the reason it's ignored is you come to the doctor, you have a cold, he gives you the antibiotic. He says, all right, take it for 10 days. He's not having you come back to check anything. So it's not going to be picked up. So you have to be aware of these deadly combinations. So so what are you to do? Can you, the doctor isn't doing it, so you have to do it yourself. And what is that? Check drug interactions on your own. Now I checked, you can go online, Google it, drug interactions, and you'll get various websites where you can plug in all the different drugs you're taking, and I'll tell you if there are drug interactions. Then you go back to your doctor and tell them about it.
The website drugs.com has a very easy way to check drug interactions as well as drug-herb interactions, drug-vitamin, and drug-mineral interactions. So you can find out all of those different interactions, and it's relatively easy to use. Drugs.com is the website.
Now, we mentioned 100,000 people die a year from these drug interactions.
Was it drug interactions or just drug?
Well,
properly prescribed drugs.
Taking more than one drug. But the point is, millions are being admitted to emergency rooms, and they're not dying, but they're sick enough to go to the hospital. So here's what you have to do. Here's another website. You mentioned one, MediGuard.org. Another place you could look, but if you Google it, you'll find plenty of places. Here's what you have to do if you're taking medications. Take a list of all your medications to your appointment, because you're getting drugs from more than one doctor. And Janet's shaking her head. Let me ask her why.
Okay. Very often, the doctors give minimal attention to very well-prepared patients and patients bringing that kind of information. I hear it from them.
I understand. That's too bad because that's not, doctor is making a mistake. You know, that's where the saying came about, by the way. Doctors bury their mistakes.
Whoa.
You've heard that before. Right?
I have heard that. I've heard it from you, Dr. Slavin.
Not my patients.
No. Your patients are not in the hospital.
And make sure someone is checking for the drug combinations or drug interactions you're taking. Make sure you know how to take your medications because sometimes, you know, people take it the wrong way. Here's another thing that's important. Check about whether any foods or beverages should be avoided. For example, grapefruit juice or grapefruits. That can interact with how your body metabolizes the drug. I'm sure this one is going to go over really big with your doctor. Ask your doctor to check for interactions.
I don't have time to do that today. Here's the website. Check for yourself.
Ask your pharmacist to check for interactions.
You're likely to get some very good information from your pharmacist, and with an alert pharmacist, you're going to have someone saying, okay, he's looking at the whole list of medications that you're taking, and you come in with a new prescription, and he may say that's a very dangerous combination, and probably suggest that you consult your doctor before filling the prescription.
And you can have drug interactions with over-the-counter drugs, so don't assume just because it's not prescription, it has no interactions. Best advice, go to the web yourself and check for interactions, because no one should be caring about you as much as you do.
Better advice, try to stay off the pharmaceutical bandwagon.
Here's another thing to be aware of. Check for drug-alcohol interactions and also drug-disease interactions. I have to tell you, what does that mean? A lot of people have heart disease, for example. Some of the drugs can interfere with the working of the heart, can create more problems than you already have.
Drugs and caffeine, drugs and sugar, drugs and artificial sweeteners. Very important that you investigate these.
What about drugs and vitamins and minerals and herbs?
Oh, for sure, drugs and herbs, because a lot of times the drug underlying focus would be derived from the activity of a natural substance and herbal preparation. So you do have to be careful.
If you don't want to become a statistic, not a good statistic, you should be checked routinely. If you're taking a drug on a chronic basis, you should be checked routinely with a lab test to make sure it's not affecting your kidneys or your liver or your blood count. But doctors don't do that. Here's a drug, they give you a year's refills, see you next year. And that's the recipe for catastrophe.
Well, the country's oldest woman, and she might have been oldest individual in the world, just recently passed away. She was 116 years old, and she would have had a birthday in July. And so it was interesting to see what she ate on a regular basis. She pretty much didn't deny herself any category of food, but she was very petite. And so that gave me the insight that she most likely did not overeat, but she ate from every different category of food. And I think she was very surprised that she lived to 116 years of age. So she was born in 1899, and she just recently passed away. Oh.
You know, when I look, she was, according to this, if this is the same woman, she was Japanese.
No, this was a woman who lived in New York. She was 116, so she was the oldest American, and that she didn't make it to 117, which was the world's oldest person, and she was Japanese or an Okinawan. Anyhow, the woman in New York. Okay, that might have been Geraldine Weaver, and she just recently passed away.
And I always say those are the people that should be studied by the medical profession, but I think they're interested in that. They don't want to find out how to, you know, keep people healthy and living longer. They want to disregard the treat people with drugs.
Okay. That music means we are out of time here on Natural Talk Radio. So tune in tomorrow.
You have been listening to Natural Talk Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.